Dear Kuf Yud Gimel, Yom Hei Parshas Tzav.
The Mishnah and Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah brings down that Birkas Chasanim Be'asor. And the Mishnah brings it down in the list of all of the Dvorim as Be'asor. And on that Be'etzem, our Gemara is trying to find out what is the mokor of that halacha of birkas chasanim be'asorah. It's not pshat, the Gemara means no different droshes, and she makes up that birkas chasanim be'asorah. The Mishnah Re'etzim was mechadish that birkas chasanim is be'asorah. The Gemara says, what is the mokor that birkas chasanim is be'asorah? Gufa Omar Rab Nachman Omar Lihune Barnosen. The din is a Mishnah. But what is the drosha? And that the Gemara brings down two psukim. Shenemar vayikach hasor anoshim mizik neir vayomer shvupoi. For Rabbavo omer meochev mekal isboruch elokim Hashem mekor Yisrael. And the Gemara goes and explains Rav Nachman by Kod Rabbavo maidor ishlei afilu borim shmeir momo moshiro. Rabbavo mikod Rav Nachman maidorish. He's had to have 10 people for the drosha. And the shaila is, be'etzem, why it will need a sor? Mechateise to need a sor. Remind me the shaila. Mechateise, it's a Mishnah and Megillah. But mechateise that will need a sorrow. Why would be such a aloche that it needs a sorrow? Why would be such a aloche that Birkas Chasanim needs a sorrow? Mechateise. Why would be such kind of a aloche? And we found this in Lechure, Machlekes Mishneh Brura and Briskerov. And the Mishneh Brura, like we'll see in a second, the Rais is mashma that it's a broche leshabeach velefarsem. But it's a droshe. But the gather is to tell the Tehillas Hashem, lefarsem Tehillas Hashem bifnei asoro. And the Briskerov is mashma, no, the Briskerov is mashma that the reason you have to have the asoro is not mitzad the leshabeach sheboi. The droshe is megale that it has a din dovo shebekdusha. And like every davar shebekdusha needs a sorrow, this also needs a sorrow. So lefi the Mishneh Brura, the gedar of the drosha, the gedar of the chiddush ha-teira is that it needs a sorrow, it's mitzad lefarsem veleshabeach ha-dovo, ya'aleluhu bikalom, v'makalois. You have to meshabeach Hashem. Bemakalis Boruchu Hashem Ramamur Bikolom, and Lefidu Biskerov it's mitzad Dovo Shebekdusha. Where is the Mishneh Brura? Mishneh Brura was in Simen Reish Yutes. As Machleik is Legabi Birkas Agoymel, if you have to have 10 people chutz from the person that makes Agoymel, I'm only have a minion mitzumtzum, and you have to say Agoymel, but there's only 10 with you. And the Gemara learns out in Brachas Agoymel for Ramamur Bikolom, Bemakalis Boruchu Hashem Ramamur Bikolom. And Mishneh Brura brings down a machlekes. And Mishneh Brura brings down from the Berheitev that you could be makel that the Bala Goymel will be one of the 10 people. The Bala Goymel will be one of the 10 people. Zog the Sharatzion, I'll tell you why. Ari the Gemara and Ksuvis Darshans in the same psuk in Birkas Chasanim Be'asoro. And Kaimelo, like we'll see in a second, the Gemara and Dafches, Chasanim min Aminyan. You don't have to have 11. It's enough. The chosen counts also to be one of the 10 people that you say goimel in front, that you say because chosanim. So if the same drosha, the makalis baruch Hashem goes legabe goimel, so it's mistaba the same thing here. So the miskaro, I don't understand what is the shaychas. Diritzadin dovashu b'kedusha. So there's no Indian to be 11. Here the vote is ba'agoymel ve'alelenu b'kalom. Hashem made me a nes. I go over to 10 to 10 people, but I know from the nes. The whole idea is I tell it to 10 people. So you can't count me again. Mishneh Brura learned b'rikas chasanim is also l'shabeach es Hashem. Y'mishabeach es Hashem. You could clear a little bit. Who is exactly Mishabach? It's not the Chosan that's saying it. But the guy that's making the bracha. But doesn't it tzushta? Doesn't it tzushta? As if I don't miscall. And be'etzem the Pnei Yeshua, the Shita Mekubetzes by us in our sugya, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Geoinim. Why you have to have a sorrow? Mipnei Shedovo Shebekdushu Levorich Has Hashem Kines HaSorah. That the reason you have to have a sorrow is mitzvah dovah shebekdusha. Mitzvah dovah shebekdusha, you have to have a sorrow. But the Mishneh Brura learned that the sorrow is not mitzvah dovah shebekdusha. The sorrow is mitzvah lefarsa mesadova. And be'emes is another biur halacha that goes l'shitosri. And simen tof reisha in aleph is a halacha that you do birkas chanukah in the shul. Shayv, you have to have 10 people b'shas that you light the chanukah candles in shul or not. So the Mishneh Brura brings down Kosav Moir v'Ktzio. So Sefer Kad Moir is a the Madlikim b'Madlik Nerchanika b'Zakneset Tzor Shiyu Shem Asorah Shein Pirsum Nes Pochois Me Asorah V'Kavoso Ashkechon B'Chol Pirsum Emilse K'de Ashkechon Perikam Ed Ksuves V'K'de Ashkechon Do'om Alei Shmuel. So he means the Sugev and Brikas Chasani. So he brings a Raya that every Pirsum Nes has to have Asorah. When you see the Moriktsia inside, maybe it's a mistake. Mishneh Brura added a vav. Kedashkechon b'ksuves, v'kedashkechon b'shmuel. If you see the Moriktsia, he bought only the Gemara. Kedamrin b'ksuves davzayin umud beis, gabi shmuel, she'omar eime ve'ape asorah, mezaki l'ubo. Stam, but about the Gemara, state in the Gemara, when you want them a false mezach, you take 10 people. He didn't mean London Sibirkas Chasani. Mishneh Brura said, kedamrin b'ksuves davzayin, v'kedashkechon. Mishneh Brura added a vav. Okay, the Mishneh Brura doesn't have a problem to add a vav, because he learns every Birkas Chasanim is Pirsum HaNes. So when the Morik Tzir brings a raya, he says from the Etzem HaSugia and from the Lashon HaGemara. The Morik Tzir himself taka didn't have a sugia. The sugia alone is the Avar HaLoche. So we have a machlek. What is the Nafkemine? Zog Nachoinim, could be a Nafkemine, no Chashulchon. What it be, and it's going to get a lot of times the Maisa, we'll start Be'ez Hashem, we'll see a lot of Nafkeminis, maybe 10 Nafkeminis. If it's Mitzah Dovo Shebekdusha, what it be if one of the guys has to leave? Start the Shabbat Bochas, one guy packs out. It's Dovo Shebekdusha. The Aloch is in a minion. If you start the minion, even if one guy leaves, you could finish the minion. Masha'enk, and if the Aloch is Mitzah Lefarsim V'Leshabeach, it doesn't help that they were there in the beginning. Dovo Shebekdusha, the Pshat, the Koyach of the minion stays. The Shechina only comes when it's 10 people. So one guy leaves, the Shechina says, because you left, I will leave. But you have a koyach to take away the Shechina. So the Shechina stays in the sugis and brochas. But if it's a din lefarsim v'leshabeach, so it doesn't help. Moshe and Shul. Some guys leave, you could carry on the kirasat Torah, there are different things. But a goyim, you can't say, when there's no 10 people. You can't make a goyim. Now, the world brings a raya from the Rambam to the Briskerov. Again, from the Rambam himself, maybe in the Hemshech, we'll have to clear about it, we'll get to the Hemshech HaSugya. But the Rambam paskins that Noshim, Avodim, V'Ktanim are not mitztarif for Birkas Chasanim for Asor. Now, why? We have to know. That's what we have to know. Legabe HaGoymel, also we mark me to have 10 men. But the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah explain why they say, well, Dovo Shebekdusha, Noshim V'Ktanim V'Avodim are not mitztarif. But mainly here also they're not mitztarif. So again, could be we'll find different as Beirim. Aber in the Kisef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, steht that the reason that Noshim Ve'avodim are not mitzarif for the Birkas Chasanim is because you have to have a double, like you have to have a minyan, and they're missing everything that is possible for a minyan. Ketanim Noshim Ve'avodim are not kosher. And be'etzem, the Pashtus HaGemore is mashma azeh. Pashtus say Gemara is mashma and Megillah that is in the list of the things that mitzah adovah shebekdusha. More from that, it's also a shtikel mashma and the rishonim chosen min aminyan. Shaila, why? So we'll see later. The Pnei Yeshua will explain why chosen min aminyan. He says because adovah shebekdusha. Why not? He says aveilim. Ovel is not mitzarif, he says Ovel is sad. So in a shchina sheira mitechatzvus. So you have to have another person. Aber Chosim, aber the Meiri and all of the Rishonim, they try to find reason why Chosim in Aminyan. What is the kasha why Chosim in Aminyan? Why not? Yeah, it's a din to have 10 people. You have 10 people, but it's not to have the Chosim. So, Ken Zayin, we could say Shtikel Tere. Maybe it will be some raya state. That this Shaila, Machlekes, the Mishnebur and the Briskerov, was Machlekes Reb Nachman with Rabbi Avohu and our Gemara. Rabbi Nachman that learned out Birkas Chasanim from Boyaz, no Shaykhus to Dovah Shebekdusha. So Bemele, we see by Boyaz there was 10 people. Bemele, as Lefarsim, you have to have 10 people. So he learned out from Boyaz. Masha'enk and Rabbi Avohu that learned out from Makalas Boruch Hashem Mimekoyir Yisrael, he learned mitzad Dovah Shebekdusha. I will explain myself. Again, Dovah Shebekdusha we know because of Shas that is Ba'asol. Now, we have a Shaila, what happens at Birkas Chasad? So, Rab Nachman bought a posuk. Boyaz had 10 people. Dainu, Rab Nachman didn't have a tzad that's Dovah Shebekdusha. He was never mefarish the Mishnah and Megillah mitzad Dovah Shebekdusha. He didn't have a tzad, Dovah Shebekdusha. So he found the Boyaz was 10 people. Rab Avohu understand that the Mishnah was mechadish that it's a Dovah Shebekdusha. Aber mecheteise. So for Makalos, Boruch Hashem, Mimekoyir Yisrael, Al Inyan Mekoyir, it's a remez that this also goes in to the Dovah Shebekdusha. Every Dovah Shebekdusha we learn from Makalos, Boruch Hashem. But the word Mekoyir Yisrael told us that this also goes in to Dovah Shebekdusha. This also goes in to Dovah Shebekdusha. B'meile, Boyaz took 10, Lefi Rav Nachman, Mitzal Lefarsim Esadovo. Now, I think the Pshat HaGemara, before we see, I think it's Mamish Emes Lamita. Rav Nachman learns Mitzad what? Mitzad Lefarsim Esadovo Boyaz. Rav Avohu learns Mitzad Dovo Shebekdusha. Zog the Gemara, why Rav Nachman didn't want to learn like Rav Avohu? Mekoyr, steht Mekoyr. So the Gemara, there it means afilu tinoike shebemei imam amru shira. Before she makes the same pshat, afilu tinoike shebemei imam amru shira. So it goes with the Chazal, afilu shifcho al hayam, horasu mashele roi yecheskel ben buzi. Shira you say when you get gilu kvayt shomayim. Even the shfoches was such a gilu kvayt shomayim, even the babies inside saw it. We don't know what it means. It's not the pshat, what the pasuk says, the babies said shira, yagizok, nishgizok. The pasuk means to say, was such a isgalus b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim shifcha layam roasu mashal eroi yecheskel ben buzi, and the isgalus the spaklaria meira was so stark went into the babies. Even the babies realized the giluk with shamayim that was a b'shas. Freidig Morin Rabavor, why he doesn't want to learn like Rab Nachman? So very passionate. If it's mitzad pirsum, why he took old men? Why he took 10 people? Why he took 10 people? I'm sorry. Why took skeinim? The Israel gedaiter lebroche lo isagi de lav skeinim. Vidoch Israel gedaiter le midrash lo isagi de lav asoro. I want to ask you, Shaila, how you learned this pshat? How you learned pshat in the Gemara? Why is how you learned pshat in the Gemara? Rabbi Avohu asked Rabbi Nachman. It doesn't make sense that it's mitzad lefarsim adovo. Because the farsim adovo, why you need to take old people? But what is the answer? What is the answer? He asked them good. If it's the Farsim Adovo, you don't need old people. You don't need skating. What? again, he asked him, Rabbi Vol said, I know why I'm not learning for the Maisa and Boyaz. Boyaz was for Shtikl Teire, Tedarshan Amoini Veloy Amoinis. Because if it was the false Madova, what, you need Skeinim? You need Skeinim? And he answered him, and if it's for the Droshe, you need 10 Skeinim? This is the Shakir Tar in the Gemara. I said over the Gemara now. Right? Droshe in the Gemara Nish. Yes or not? What do you learn
differently?
You don't need again.
Right. I'm
asking what Reb Nachman will answer. What Reb Nachman will answer? Reb Nachman keeps quiet. We can't keep quiet. So it's a race the Gemara. What do you mean? He shlugged you up. He said, "No, l'shitoscho. Why you need 10? How you learn pshat in the Gemara? Why the pshat?" How you learn pshat in the Gemara? How you learn say the pshat in the Gemara? Parsh the easy Gemara. This can store us easy Gemara. He asked him, "L'shitoscho, why you need skeinim?" So he told him, "L'shitoscho, why you need 10?" I asked you a good question. So you can answer Balabatish if you want, but I don't think it's evident. You can answer Balabatish. You're right. Avada the skeinim was for the drosha, but he said, "But why you need 10?" So the 10 is a riot to me. And he told him, no, even the 10 is for the draw, lefarsim adobo, for the kenzai. The answer is, you know why you need skeinim? The Gemara says in Agoimel, Yalelu bekal am, v'moshav skeinim yeshamchu. Zog the Gemara, that you have to have two of the people that you say Agoimel, two of the people that you say Agoimel, have to be skeinim. They stayed in the Gemara and Brachas of Nundalad Amud Beis. Right? For Shaloch. The two of the 10 people have to be skeinim. It's the Yikuvah, not the Yikuvah. The Mele, if the Aloch is the two of the people that you say are going will have to be skeinim, so fuck out. The Taki have to be skeinim. So it's not a kasha. Rebavou l'shitosoi that learns that it's mitzadov Hashem v'kedusha. So he says, what is the Shachar skeinim here? Aber Rav Nachman l'shito asoi, the skeinim is gor gishmak. If you look in the Biur Halacha and Siman Resh Yutes, he's margish in it. Why if Rav Nachman take it, we had to have skeinim? Now, Halacha, Lemaisa, you don't have to have skeinim, it's not a kasha. Why Lemaisa, we don't have, now, why you don't have Lemaisa skeinim? Why you don't have to have Lemaisa skeinim? Like he took 10 skeinim. Was lemaile? Maybe it was not leikar haloche. The prisha asks a starke kasha. We pasken lehaloche chasanim in aminyan. Right? We pasken chasanim in aminyan. Gemara daf ches, tzorech asora v'chasanim in aminyan. Frek the prisha in simen samach days. So why Boaz took 10 people? Boaz is the chosen, take 9. If chasani min aminyan, why Boaz need to take 10 people? Why he needs 10? And again, if lav dafka, so maybe 2 or 3. Wait. As I fight the prisha. We pass in chasani min aminyan. We pass in chasani min aminyan. Why Boaz took 10 chutzmen? The Teretz is, he will have to be Moisef. We pass in Chasanim in Aminyan, why? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, because that's Dovo Shebekdusha, the Chosin is Mitztaref. This is if you darshan it from the Posuk, if Makal is Boruch Hashem. Or the Rab Nachman that learns it from the Posuk of Boyaz, he learns Mitzad Lefarsim as Adovo. If you learn Mitzad Lefarsim as Adovo, so you need 10 Chutzvimim. You need 10 chutzpahmen. So we pass in chasanim in aminyan. Because we pass in dovo shebekdusha, so the chosin is mitztaref. The chosin is mitztaref. Masha'en kein. Rab Nachman that learns mitzad lefarsim is adovo, really is not mitztaref. You know, it's a shtickle of oral. If he that Rabbi Vohu had to say that he doesn't hold from Rab Nachman, because why Boaz had to take 10? The Shittos, he could have asked this kasha, as Dovah Shebekdusha, why Boaz had to take 10? It's enough that Boaz would take 9. This Be'etzem, I found also in Sefer B'chor Shoyr. It's a Kadmon in Yerebeye. Came out everything we pass like the B'chor Shoyr. Remember, Basel Daf Tzadik Aleph, he says, close this whole shtickle. It sounds so emes, so gishmak. There's only one problem in it. Who is the one that learns out from Boyaz? What's his name? What? Rav Nachman. Remember Baal Peh? Yeah? Who is the one that says Chassanim in Aminian? Look in Chesamud Aleph. 7 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman, Chassanim in Aminian. The names don't stim. What? Rav Nachman holds Birkas Chassanim from Boyas. Lefarsim Esadovo. If he holds Lefarsim Esadovo, so we said Becheshvin, but the whole shtick that the B'chor Shoyr is to answer. Chassanim in Aminian as Dovo Shebekdusha. But Rav Nachman that holds from Boyaz, it's not Dovo Shebekdusha b'meile. He was not mitzaref. L'chur, this doesn't stim. The Teres givaldik, but L'chur, it doesn't stim. So, medav zogin, and I found like this in the Akdomot of the Knesset Yecheskel, to say, Avad, the Pshat is Azay. Boyaz was a machmir. I will explain. You see, he took 10 skeinim. 10 skeinim? You know, the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see later, brings down, we'll see it in a second in the Hemshech and Tesfis. L'shabeach es Hashem, there's no limit. So Avad the Chosin could be one of the 10. Aval, the better svor is to say it in front of 10 different people. So he was mehadot to take 10. Like he was mehadot to take skeinim. If it's a Dovo Shebekdusha, 11 and 10 are the same. There's no point. So take 20, take a million. I mean, whatever. There's no idiot to have 11. If it's the Falsim and Sadovo, like we see the Mishnah Berurah and Agoimel, he's Mesupik, if he could be Mitztarif or not. So the halacha is he could be Mitztarif. The same guy could stand for both. But there's a Mokoim to have an idiot to have the separate guy, Chutz from these guys. Is an idiot to have Chutz from him to have Andre Zach. B'meile, that's the reason. B'meile, and the ma'aseh in the Ritvo is kimat mefurish hazeh. The Ritvo clears if you could take ketanim and noshim. So we said as dovah shebekdusha, like it doesn't stim, right? But if it's not as dovah shebekdusha, so the Ritvo says like this. The Ritvo says ketanim are good for brikas chasanim or not. Noshim are good or not? He says, "Shteid va'ikach boyaz asora anoshim, anoshim v'loy ktanim, anoshim v'loy inoshim." Ve'leman de'omar de'yoliv mimakalis boruchu es Hashem. Says, "Kmo kol davar shebekdusha that ktanim and noshim cannot be." Shteid klor in the Ritva. Ve'leman de'omar b'makalis it's at davar shebekdusha. And v'alat davar shebekdusha. B'meile, ketanim and noshim are not good. But the man that we don't learn from Akalois, it's not a ma'alach if Dovah Shebekdusha. So b'meile, he needs a drosha anoshim v'loi noshim. He needs a drosha anoshim v'loi ketanim. The Biskirov said that this is what Bleib Govitz heard from him. As a gemara in Brochas Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the gemara has a tzad, Tisho ve'orin mitztarfim. You know what it means of a state of a zimun. If you have tisha and an oroin, it's kilu, you have 10. He says, what a bilagabe Birkas Chasanim. He says, if it's mitzah lefarsim, the oroin doesn't help. If it's mitzah dobo shebekdusha, the oroin is help. And as they state in the Rikeach, Telman the Omar tisha and oroin mitztarfim, who are dealing Birkas Chasanim? So you think that it's not negeh. I want to show you why these sugyas are very negel aloha lemaise. We'll start. What if someone falls asleep? So does he have a share of bochas? And one guy falls asleep? Yeah? You can make share of bochas, you have to wake him up. Happens lemaise. The old grandfather fell asleep, yeah? Happens lemaise. Now, so the Beskrov said like this. The halacha is, in a minyan, you have to have 10 yid. Moshe, in Ma'ariv, you have to have 10 yid. when nine finished the daven, the shliach tzibur meikar adin could start the daven. Why? Katchila, you have to wait for all of the ten. But if you have to, as a halacha legabi dovo shebekdusha, one of them could be there without taking attention. He could be sleeping, he could be davening shmonesre, even that he can't listen, he's mitzvah, only one. So Mamele, nine finish, and one is davening shmonesre, is mitzvah. So the same thing here, davening shmonesre, he's middle benching. He's not listening, he's benching. So two is not good, you have to have 10 people that are listening. But the shaila is, if you have nine, so the fiddle is kirov, it's good. Mashayin, and if you learn mitzvah lefarsim adovo, it's not good. וזהו בזה יב חרש שימע ואינו מדבר אפקר, מדבר ואינו שימע והלוח is for a minion is מצטרף אבל למה שמשבור עושה זה מיקרו מגילה is not מצטרף והסורה אתם לא פרסו מניסה, he can't hear the מגילה והגם is not good he's good for פריקס חסן אם ענת we'll go weiter נפקמין לפקר יב המנודה הלוך אז מנודה אז נעד מצטרף למיניין מנודה אלה שהם השבס but for מיקרו מגילה he's מצטרף because למה he's מפרסם אסנס he's מפרסם אסנס so he'll be מצטרף to because חסן עם ענת so השאלה is בעצם if the because חסן עם is מצד דובר שבקדושה Because Hassanim, you have to have the Asorah mitzah dovo shebekdusha, or you have to have it mitzah of the pirsum anes. If it's mitzah dovo shebekdusha, so the menudah cannot be mitztarif. Ein Hashem Shabbos cannot be mitztarif. If it's mitzah of lefarsim anes, v'meili it could be mitztarif. V'meili it could be mitztarif. So if we pass in the Oruch HaShulchan, Ikar HaLocha like the Oruch HaShulchan, like the Briskerov, so v'meili, If someone fell asleep, he could be mitzdaref. Cher shemeh medaber, mitzdaref. If we choishish also to the Mishneh Brure, we'll have to be choishish that all of them will listen. That all of them will be lemaise listening. Amenude, lefi the Mishneh Brure be good, lefi the Briskerov will not be good. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, I don't want to go into it today, This Be'etzem brings us to the Shailim, as Hashem, that Shailim we'll see later. I want first to finish this Inyan. We'll see Be'ez Hashem after Purim the Shailim. Some people using the Chasana as a mic. Now we know, all the B'nai Teira know, Chutzim informs, that a shul that has a mic is not a shul. Because there's no 10 people listening to the Chasana. Because a Teira and a mic, I'm saying, it's no modern shuls. All the mic is that Achoev or Emotion, Kol G'dayla Yiroah is, that a mic is not, if you have 10 people hearing the chazan, and then the rest hearing the mic, there's andere zach. You can answer omen even if you don't hear, like in Yom Neroi, in the big shtibble. So you, everyone knows the answer. Or if you don't have 10 people are listening, you can be yoytze. B'meile. Now we know Birkas Chasanim means asor. But they have to stand there, or they have to hear it. So, I want to go into the Indian. It's a big shout of Rabbi Seimer. So, even if the false Masadovo, for sure the mic doesn't help. For sure it doesn't help. It's a garnished. No, maybe send letters also, it's good. Maybe send letters. They have to hear him. When they hear a tape, it's garnished. A mic is a tape. Again, this is garnished. What he says and they don't hear, it's not called a false madovo. What they hear a recording is garnished. It's garnished. If it's double shibikdusha, it's also a problem. So I'm saying, well, as I said, there's a separate noise that will be oisik after Purim in this noise. If you can be oisik or not. But I'm saying, it's not stam a shayla. I'm just explaining, it's not, we started the first shayla, it's not stam a shayla if it's mitzad lefarsim es adobo as dobo shebe kedusha we'll start to be an afkemines legabe andere aloches we have to know what is this din asorah from where this din asorah came from where this aloche where is the inyan to have asorah there's a big shaila in the Ran and the Bis Yosef Birkas Chasanim It's a birkas hashvach or birkas hamitzvahs. I want to explain. The Ran says, for sure doing 7 days of Sheva Brochas is Birkas HaShvach. Under the Chuppah, the Birkas Chasanim is a Birkas HaMitzvah or Birkas HaShvach. What is the Shaila? The Ran says, the meaning of the Ran, by us, it's a big Shaila how we look at it. The meaning of the Ran was that they made the Birkas Chasanim after the Chuppah. The Rambam brings down, they make the Birkas Chasanim before the Chuppah. So we have a Machlekes. The Ran learns, everyone learns it's a Birkas HaShvach. And Birkas HaShvach, normally we do after it. You see the lighting, then you make the Brocha. You hear the, then you make the Brocha. You smell, when you have a new baguette, then you make. Because HaNenim, you're not allowed to be Nenim Eilem HaZeh B'Lei Brocha, you have to make the Brocha before. You see the Yama Gadol, you make the Brocha. You see the Levana B'Chidusha. But Meila Zog the Ran, you make the Brocha later. I, the Rambam, said to make the Brocha before. The Teretz says, Zog the Ran, the Rambam learns Kala B'Lei Brocha, Asur L'Bai L'Kenino. So Meila, you have to make the Brocha before. The Bis Yosef says, no. Lefi the Rambam, it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. But Meila, you're not allowed to, like you do a mitzvah, you make the Brocha before. So, the shayla, if it's a Birkas HaShvach, it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. So, lechur, what is the tzad that it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs? So, why you have to have a asor? Mishnah, if it's Birkas HaShvach, you have to have a asor. But if it's Birkas HaMitzvahs, why to have a asor? The Teretz says, that's Dovah Shebekdusha. That's Dovah Shebekdusha. Dovah Shebekdusha has to have a asor. So, I want to go now to the next shayla. The Ramo Paskins double shebekdusha, you have to stand. So lechura, you will have to stand in Birkas Chasanim. And I want the Ma'ir here, Shaila Adrabah, I'm looking for maybe a Hasbara. But we'll go Keseida. The Ramo Paskins in Simon Unvov called double shebekdusha, Tzorich La'amoid Ba'amirosri. We never found in Sheva Brochas, people, everyone is sitting. We'll get to the Chupasu. But first in the Numer Sheva Brochas, everyone sits. If it's a double shebekdusha, how you can sit? How you can sit? Double shebekdusha, you have to stand. If double shebekdusha, what?
Asher is not double
shebekdusha.
It's
davening. Davening is not double shebekdusha. Kaddish is double shebekdusha. I think the meaning is to stand, right? Svarad, again, Shabbat Ashkenaz, yeah? No, Svarad is a different shayla. But double shebekdusha, yeah. What? So we have to know if it's called double shebekdusha. Pashut, it's called double shebekdusha. Yochid also says kedusha. Moshe the chaznish nuva letzion taki the chaznish says I might be to stand in kodesh. But kedusha you have to stand. Vidu is not double shebekdusha. Vidu is vidu. You say sorry, you stand, you don't sit. But no shaychus. So the shayla is, the Eish El Avram speaks about Zimun, if Zimun is double shebekdusha or not. And he says, Lechu, he has a raya. You sit. He says, I have a raya for Birkas Chasanim, it's Ba'asor. And everyone sits, why he says it's not a double shebekdusha. So there's a lot of tirutzim. The Chasam Sofer brings down in Tshuva Nun Aleph, and I say in the Agodah Shel Pesach from Reb Chaim, it's in Agodah Shel Brisk, from Beis Halevi and Dei Sofes. While you're eating, and it's a part of the Birkas HaMazon, so b'meile, you sit in the Kedusha of the Birkas HaMazon. Be'etzem, I'll explain. Zimun b'shloish is not Dovah Shebekdusha. Zimun b'asoro is a shayla if it's called Dovah Shebekdusha. Some people attack a makbi when they say they're lekeinu to lift themselves up a little bit as Dovah Shebekdusha. This is the mockery of the meaning to misroim a little bit in the lekeinu mitzad Dovah Shebekdusha. Most people I think are makbi than it. To misroim, but a lot don't. What is the inyan? But there are makbi. Zodich has a sefer in Abchaim. Why be'etzim you don't have to stand when you make a lekeinu? Because the benching is sitting, so b'meile it was nitkan a part of the benching. B'meile you're allowed to sit. Same thing the kedusha of yoitza, while krishma is b'yeshiva. B'meile the kedusha that comes with it is b'yeshiva. so weiter, but it's far from every Kaddish that says Keseder HaYeshiva, they also don't stand. So l'chura, this answer is the Sheva Brochas that we do in the meal. But l'chura, the Sheva Brochas that is done under the chuppah, l'chura, do you have to stand? Do you have to stand? I think everyone stands. You ever saw a chuppah that the chazan gala sit? So the kedushin sits. And here I want to ask you a shayla. By me, it's not a double boru, an other rabbi. I need the oil to be mashlim it. Mine and the sforim. Who has to stand? Only the chazan and kedusha, or also the tzibur? Or also the tzibur? So lechure, yofe also bnei Eretz Yisrael that they don't sit in the chuppah. It's an avle that people that sit in the chuppah. It's an avle. Well, it's double shebe kedusha. So this ice girl, like we have to stop it. Chrisiter is not double shebe kedusha. What? Chazoch is not double shebe kedusha. Not everything that has to be done is double shebe kedusha. Kaddish, everyone stands. What? They all say amen here. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know. Maybe it's enough that 10 people will stand.
What's the kashur to me?
You need 10 people. Shh. You need 10 people.
Why am I doing it?
Shh. I don't know. So they're not. It's a Mekadish also. 10 people stand. Everyone is going to sit.
No, you want to be Yitzhak with Daphne.
What?
You're also Daphne.
What?
You're also Daphne. It's part of your Daphne. You're Yitzhak and you want to be
Yitzhak. So, I don't know. I don't.
Yitzhak with Daphne.
And the Shuta Elev Lecha Shleimer from Shleimer Kluger state. Ha'oilom chayovim lamudim achosim ve'akalek shemavorchim shecha brochas tachas achupa ve'osur lohem leisha b'shava brocha. As they state in the Elif Lechoshloim. So the Shaila is, as I know, it's Yisrael Taka, that they're Makbid and Aloha Taka, everyone stands. I think this is the Mokr Taka. What, Mr. Tamid, this is the Mokr, because Chassan, Dovah Shem Kedusha. So maybe in Chutzal, they didn't hold it to Dovah Shem Kedusha. Maybe they went like the Mishnah Brua. So I'm trying to find out. So I'm dividing it to three. The Shaila is, Be'etzim, why we sit. Dainu, if it's enough that the Mevorech will stand, or the Pshat is also the Shoyimim have to, or maybe it's enough that 10 stand. Maybe it's enough that 10 stand. I don't know. I'm just asking. Ich weiß nicht. It's this topic. It's a double Shebe Kedusha. It's done by a Sorot. My God, it's Poshet, you know. When it's a double Shebe Kedusha and you're part of it, the writing will be that everyone will stand. So again, maybe it's different to Rutsim why we don't stand in Sheva Brochas. Again, in every Sheva Brochas, the minig is be'etzim that we sit. And every Sheva Brochas, the minig is that we sit. And we're asking the Fidibus Kerov that it's a din dobo Shebe Kedusha, why you don't stand? We have the same Shaila and Zima. So, again, if it's different to Rutsim that maybe some dobo Shebe Kedushas don't have a din to stand, say no. So, this is the answer. What we're telling is, if the Teretz, like it's Mashma, that one of the main Terutzim is, because it's a part of Birkas HaMazon, so l'chur, that Teretz is only an answer on why we don't stand b'shas the benching. Everyone listens. So din aniyah, that's the Dabashim B'Kedusha, one says it. Chazan is Moitzi. So here's the shayla. Maybe ain't a chanami. Only the one that says it has to. Well, it's not a din to be moitzi. We'll see later if it is a din moitzi. Not din moitzi. He has to meshabeach dobo shebe kedusha b'fnei atzibu. But it's not a din to be moitzi the tzibu. So maybe this means don't have to stand. Maybe take ten have to stand. Maybe everyone has to stand. Again, why the olim don't do it? Maybe they didn't hold them dobo shebe kedusha. They hold the motion and they're talking Makbid and no one will fall asleep. Then the Makbid talking, they have 10 people, not even one is sleeping, and maybe you have to be Makbid that everyone will listen. What's that? I'm saying that chilek, I'm leaving that chilek. The Rosh Hashanah brachas. A lot of times you have like 10 people, 7 are not negeh. So not negeh, you know, they're not listening. They're not. Maybe you can't make Shabbos brachas. They're not listening. They're not a part of it. They're busy. They're talking. You know, they're talking. This is bad to my shayla. So, but I'm saying that will lead this is going to get to the shayla of the mic. Well, how much they have to shtel to? Dabo shabu kedusha, they don't have to understand. They're here. Dabo shabu kedusha, when 10 people listen, it doesn't make a difference how much they mechave to the kaddish or not. They have to hear it. They don't hear it, there's no chazach. I'm saying, but if it's dabo shabu kedusha, everyone has to stand. Maybe not. Maybe the one that says, maybe 10 is enough. I'm saying, yesh lain because we'll see the first thesis in Zayinu Mudbeis. The makalos bochu Hashem, bochu Elokim. Af al gav the makalos trei mashma. So it's mashma 20. Ein svor lechalek ben asor leesru. No mistabel. To mechalek ben asor leesru. Shum milse. I says makalos the alme boy levorich umiyu beYerushalmi dorish bemakalos ksiv chosavov. So the world asks a kasha on this thesis. We can understand. Thesis asks a kasha. Says makalos 20. Mashma, you have to have 20. Zok thesis. Ein svor lechalek ben asor leesrim. There's no difference. 10, 20. No reason. 10, 20. There's no musik more from 10. Umiyu beYerushalmi, tak et bar is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi learns from the makalos on vov. Taisus said good. Ein svor lechalek ben asor leesrim. Taisus says there's no mokum to be mechalek. No, so I'm asking a kasha. If there's no market to be mechalek, so why the Yerushalmi has to darshan from the Chos of Ov? Well, you answered so good. Ain't mokim lechalek. You said ain't mokim lechalek. If you said ain't mokim lechalek, so it's ain't mokim lechalek. You said ain't mokim lechalek. So it's ain't mokim lechalek. So it's on the Sefer Gan Rove. He wants a gewaldic pshat. The machlek is Bavli and Yerushalmi is Tali and Dishayel. Taisvis learned that Birkas Chasanim is mitzvah dovo shebi kedusha. At least in this mandama. So it's more from 10. Kol atiru kulo is 10. It's not musik 20, 30. So even that is a drosha that it also is dovo shebi kedusha, but there's no reason to have more from 10. The Yerushalmi learned that the reason you have to have a soro is mitzvah lefarsim adovo. If it's mitzad lefalsim adovo, there's a svara 10, 20. We see in Zimun, ba'asora roimer, be'mer roimer, be'ribo roimer. It's different amounts of pirsut. The Gemara says maybe 10 v'trei rabbonon.
And with more people in the
minyan,
do not waste
a kedusha.
There's 20 people in the minyan.
Save this.
Baroy v'amadras melech.
Shishim ribo legabe pirsut, not legabe kedusha. Maybe shishim riba, but not 10 and 20 are the same. Now that the Gemara says lehedya, we pass in bezimun. If you have 20, you mechalik to two kvutzas. There's no need to have to together. The Gemara says you divide it. No, you have 6. You divide two zimunim. If you have 20, you make 2 minyanim. No inyan. Say b'roi vam adras melech. So zayte ke inyan from b'roi vam adras melech. But chutz on the inyan from b'roi vam adras melech, there's no inyan dafka to have. There's no Indian dafka to have that. So can't say that doesn't even the machleik is the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. Taisus started ein svore. Taisus learned that, I'm saying, at least in my Dharma Makalis, Pashas Bichlal. We'll see maybe later more Taisim, that Taisus learned that if svore of the ten is dobo she bekdusha. So Taisus could say the words, ein svore lechalik ben asor leesrim. There's no svore to say, there's no mokim to say that it's an Indian that will be 10 or 20. It's the Zal Mazach exactly. There's no nefkemina what you have. It's exactly the same amount. It's not enough to mean 10 or 20. But Shaykh in Yerushalmi learned that ain't a chanami. Yerushalmi learned that it's mitzad lefarsa mesadovo. If it's mitzad lefarsa mesadovo, I said again, the Yerushalmi, even Makalis, we learn that maybe it's totally the two drushes. The Yerushalmi will learn that the whole Svora, and we saw all the Achorinim Akadmonim, were not Mechalik between the two drushes. The Mishnah Berurah. They said, Oda Mitzal Lefarsim Sadovo, Oda Mitzal Lefarsim Shebekdusha. If it's Mitzal Lefarsim Sadovo, maybe the Yerushalmi had a tzad, that is the Indian to have a Sora. Then the next day, this is Shenemar Vayikach Boyaz Asora Anoshi. ובמסכת קלו מי סיקרו דויבורכו אס רבקו. What it means to ask? ובמסכת קלו מי סיקרו דויבורכו אס רבקו. So what is the kasha? What is Tesis's kasha? So here we learn it out from Boaz, and there we learn it out from Rivka. What is the kasha? What is the kasha bichlal? He will learn from Boaz, and they will learn from Rivka. So, there's two ways I want to start. Let me only make a schola here. The shaila is, Tesis brings down that they learn it out from Rivka. Vayevorchu es Rivka. See, there's a lot of halachas to learn out from this Tesis. Our Tesis says that you learn out Bikas Chasanim from Vayevorchu es Rivka. And Tesis in the end asks, if you learn out from there, where is the Asora? So the Chizkuni al HaTeira learns that Lefi, the Masech Tekale, that you learn out from Rivka, why Eliezer took Asora Gmalim? Because Asora Gmalim are 10 people that are carrying the Gmalim to have Asora for Birkas Chasanim. This is like the Chizkuni al HaTeira. This is like the Marim Diskin also. Again, we have to know Eliezer was another one, and Lavan. We have all the chesbonis. The Asor Avodim also Asor. He's all for himself. Okay, we'll see. Aber Mikol Mekoyim, we have to know Tesis is asking a kasha from Rivka. So we'll stop. I really, if someone could be mevar atake, what is the mokir of Chutzlar? Is the meaning of some people that sit b'shas b'chupa b'kiddushin, and if it's b'seder or not, adarav.